Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no, we've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back. Well, hello and welcome to the very first podcast of Couch to Fire. Woo! I'm so excited that you're joining us. My very first guest, her name is Creta Jackson, and she is a good friend of mine. We worked together for a long time at the TV station, and she is a person that I would love to be. I mean, she's just savvy. She knows what to buy. She knows what to get and save money and that sort of deal. And she has retired at an early age. She retired at 42.
42!
What? And that is so amazing. I'm so proud of her because all of us are in the corporate jobs and just going from paycheck to paycheck. But she did all these amazing things that let her retire at 42. Creta, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be your first.
I'm excited too. So tell me about how and the ways that you retired at 42 and why you did that.
Oh, well, I think everybody knows the why, Simona. But I'll be honest, you know what? This was a long process. This wasn't like a wake up one day and I'm done. This was, you know, like you said, I was in news with you for 20 years and loved it and loved the perks and everything else about it. But with every job, you get to where it's like, I just want a little bit of freedom. So every contract renewal, I was quitting. I was quitting and I was retiring. But I think the thing that scares everybody, it's the money. Where is the money going to come from? And that was my biggest fear that made year after year go by with me not doing it. I have kids. What about them? You know, that was just so scary for me. And so I was almost, I started doing all the right things. You know, I produced a money saving segment. It was all about saving money. So I knew that. I knew I had to stay out of debt. You know, we would buy everything. I had one credit card and that credit card got paid off every month. And the only reason I had it is because I wanted points because I like to travel. So I made my credit cards work for me. That was huge. I didn't spend money that I didn't need to spend. So that means you're not buying all the processed stuff. You're making real food. You know, my whole lifestyle, I've been with Green Desert forever. We started that company and that was all about just living your life, eating green, getting sun, grounding. It's all about making Mother Nature work for you and leaving less of a footprint on the environment. And with that lifestyle, you're very minimalistic. You don't have a whole lot of bills. So we didn't have any debt, but still every year I was afraid. Nope, I can't do it. Well, what if the kids want this? Or what if I want to travel? And the fear was always there. So I was almost forced into retirement. I had an accident. I had, you know, my back was all messed up. And I realized I have to focus on me now. I think, you know, I've always been that happy, cheery person doing for everybody else. And I've never made time for myself.
Absolutely.
And it was at that point when my health was really bad. And it was, like I said, it was a physical thing, but I couldn't be that active person that I wanted to be. And that was my joy. So that took me into almost sort of a depression because I couldn't do the things I wanted to do. And really, I couldn't even perform at work.
Right.
So at that point, that was when I realized what is big. You know, and that's what I always tell people. You have to choose your poison. You know, I may be a little bit house poor, but I've got this freedom to focus on the things that I want. So I finally made the move. I quit my job of 20 years, and it was the hardest thing ever. And I will be honest, right now, I'm not a rich person. I don't have a lot of money coming in. Yeah. My bills are paid because I don't have debt.
Right.
So how much easier is it to come up with things like, you know, we produce our own water. You know, I have a water humidifier that makes water from the air. I'm saving on that. My garden gets watered from rainwater, so my water bill isn't really high.
Right.
You know, we have solar panels, you know, so we have chickens.
Yes!
And we're vegetarian, so I can eat pretty much everything out of my backyard. So it really is just a lifestyle change, and you really have to just figure out what is important to you. And for me, it's the freedom. It's the freedom to be around my kids when they need me. It's the freedom to spend time with my boo. You know,
right.
It's just having that freedom. And honestly, like I said, I feel house poor, as that's what people would call it. I don't feel it.
Right.
It's not big for me anymore. So that thing that held me back so long was so small, but it seemed so huge, right?
Right.
So I think it's a mentality. It's people have to get the mentality, and you really have to focus on what is it that I want? What's important? Do I have to eat out? You know, is it bigger for me to eat out or for me to be home?
Right, right.
You know, so I think all of the money saving techniques, that stuff is all online. That is all there. It's your mentality, and you have to decide what life do I want to live and when do I want to live it?
Right. Right.
So for me, I think that's what made it easier. And again, you have to start doing for yourself. And that's hard for givers.
That's totally hard. I mean, it's just
I mean, Simone, you're a giver.
Yes.
You give and you give and you give. And then what?
You got to replenish yourself. And that's what a big part of Couch to Fire is focusing your desires and passions to yourself and figuring what that is. And so I'm so glad that you figured it out in your life, what you wanted in life. So you got to travel and you got to do all these things where you couldn't do at a 9-to-5 job.
Exactly. I mean, we even started this huge project. Like I said, we live a green desert lifestyle, and that focus is, it's just a website. It's free for people to learn how to be self-sufficient. That's what I've always been passionate about. And that started with just feeding the kids healthy,
right.
You know, but because I no longer have a 9-to-5 job that I have to go to, we've taken Green Desert to a whole nother lifestyle, and we're building, we're calling them she sheds, but they're literally shipping container homes.
Oh my goodness.
And this is the person who, you know, can barely use a drill, you know, but I had that freedom, and we picked up, took my youngest, we homeschooled him because we had that freedom. And
wow.
We have been on the road and building these she sheds, and I'm learning and I'm stimulated and I'm inspired, and it's awesome.
I'm so excited for your journey. I mean, like, come on, you can go somewhere for a couple weeks or a couple months, whatever it takes, and then homeschool your kid. That's like the dream lifestyle. I see.
I feel that way. And I'll be honest, I didn't start off that excited about it. You know, like I said, I've been in news for 20 years.
Right.
And you get used to that. I mean, there is a freedom in that in itself.
Right.
You know,
right.
So for me, it was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? But you have to let that fear go. You really have to sit down and figure out what is most important. And then you have to look at worst case scenarios.
Right.
And if this worst case scenario happens, then what?
Right.
And that's what I had to look at is if I bought in $500 a month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which means we're not going to travel, we're not going to shop, we're not going to anything. What's the worst thing that can happen, though?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The bills are paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have my family. I have my friends.
Right.
I have the things that are important. I have my bike, you know? So I think that once you look at what is most important to you, and then you really sit down and you just, you know how they would say back in the day, you would do your piece of paper and you put the good on one side and the bad on one side.
Right.
You got to figure it out. You got to stop talking and do.
And take action. And that's the spark that everybody wants in their lives is to take that action. And you just said, done, right?
Which is why I'm so proud of you, because guess what? You did it. This is the first step. You are helping people to figure it out.
I hope so. I hope that everybody gets something out of this, just because I'm getting so much out of it interviewing my friends and people that are inspiring to me. I hope that it comes through.
And I think it will.
Okay,
it absolutely will. It's coming through to me, but you are taking the first step because you're doing something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And that's where it starts, Simona. You're doing something you're passionate about.
And that's what I feel like. I felt like I was in design for so long that I had something else to offer instead of a designer. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to broaden my horizons. I'm going to showcase people that inspire things and inspire us to do the best and live the best life that we can have, you know, and be. So
I love that. Think about if more people were that way.
Right. Doing what you want to do.
Doing what you want to do. And then everybody would be happier, because the things that bring so many of us down is because we're not doing what we want to do. And then we take that negative vibration and we put it out there in the universe, and then it brings other people down.
Right.
And then nobody is happy. So if we could all just get on the same page of this is what we want, and you still have to consider other people. Like I told you, you got to stop caring so much what people think, but it doesn't mean you don't consider people. It just means that you can't take care of other people until you take care of yourself. It's like on the plane. You've got a kid, and when they say the oxygen mask comes down, who do you put it on first?
Right.
We have to use that for life. And that is a hard lesson that I am still learning.
Quita, can I have you back and talk about more things?
Absolutely. I'll talk. You know, I'm an open book. I will talk about whatever you want except my sex life, Simona. Right. No, really. I would absolutely love to come back. I adore you. You know I adore you. You've always been one of those people that are inspiring and motivating and happy. And I love that about you. So I will do whatever you need to help support this lifestyle that you're putting out.
Thank you. Is there anything that you want us to look into in your podcast or your YouTube or whatever that you're doing right now?
You know what? I would love for you guys to look at these she sheds that I'm telling you about. We are building it. So we're calling it Green Desert Off Grid. Okay. And it really is we're taking the Green Desert lifestyle and really just practicing what we preach. We're taking it to a whole another level. So these shipping containers, we've turned into these gorgeous, we call them she sheds because it's so much that you can do with them, and they're and they're off the grid. So yes, so follow the journey. I have documented the entire process as we go, and there's some good, some bad, some funny, and all of the above.
Is it a website or is it a...
So it's greendesert.org is our website.
Okay.
And then the whole journey is on our YouTube page, which is Green Desert TV.
And you're going soon back and building more,
we're
right?
We're headed back out. So right now we're still on phase one, but we're building two at a time, and it's awesome.
And
I'm
you're
excited.
With your sister, right?
Yes.
I'm so
yes,
excited.
I am. It's pretty awesome. So you have to visit.
GreenDesert.org, everybody. Quita Jackson, thank you for being my first guest. And she will be on later podcasts, and please join us. Thank you, Quita, for coming here.
And thank you for having me, Simona.
Okay. Take care. Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparks something in you to take action to live your best life. If you're interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.